This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. The term pinup has long been synonymous with glamour. Pinup portraiture, best known for its presence in World War II, when pinups were painted on American military aircrafts and certainly on the lockers of most American personnel during World War II. But a local photographer is reclaiming the pinup technique to create portraiture art that she hopes will give women new ways of thinking about their bodies. Photographer Iman Woods has struggled with her own body image throughout her life, and that led her to create a process for other women called pinup therapy. She's about to open a studio in Mebane, North Carolina, and she joins us now to talk about it. Iman, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
What is pinup therapy?
It's a process where we take something that is anti-feminist, or pinup art, and try to make it something feminist and help women see themselves as beautiful.
So what do you do? How does it work?
It starts long before the photo shoot. I sit down and talk with the woman about what she likes about her body, what she doesn't like, the things she's experienced that have affected her self-esteem. And we come up with a plan to do a really fun, glamorous photo shoot that can help her see herself in a way she hasn't seen herself before and accept that she is beautiful.
So you do and make up women in the style of those 1950s with hair and makeup and all the rest, right?
Exactly. When I first started, I did straight portraiture, which is just kind of, you know, modern, like you've seen before. And I was trying to help change perspectives, and it wasn't getting me there. It wasn't quite enough. And then I stumbled upon pinup art and could tell that once a woman went through the process and really saw herself in a way she hadn't seen herself before, she was able to take that with her and let it become a part of her.
Let's stop for just a minute and talk about pinup art, because we are familiar with the pinup as a kind of cultural artifact, mostly in the 40s and 50s that did carry through. But when did it become art?
I think it became art in the 40s and 50s. I think that what the soldiers did on the sides of the planes, all the nose art that you see was actually painted by soldiers. And that's art. It's expressing something. It's from a population that you wouldn't expect to be a talented artist. And so for me, it's all of its art.
And it had the other effect of creating a particular, very singular idea and ideal of glamour and beauty. And that's something that we're living with. So how did you then put these two things together? You consulted psychologists and psychiatrists as well to sort of try to understand how this would connect with women who are struggling with this.
Well, it came from my own need to feel beautiful. I had gained 100 pounds and wasn't feeling pretty and was trying to find beauty in the world and was learning about how camera angles and lighting and posing could change what a person looked like. And it was my own journey of trying to be at peace with the body that I had, no matter what size it was, that led me to finding this. And I just studied self-esteem as much as I could and ways that people can shift how they feel and tried to incorporate it in my process.
So to go back to what you said earlier, if a woman comes into your studio, you spend a long time talking before we get to makeup and the photo shoot, right?
I do, because I really need to know what her walls are. I need to know the negative tape that's playing in her head. That's the only way I can help address it and help undo it.
And then at the end, you'll get a before and after shot, right?
For the longest time in my career, I refused to do before and afters because I never wanted someone to feel that the before was less than the after. But after many years, people really needed to see it so that they could picture themselves in that kind of process. And I don't actually show clients before and afters. I just show them their pinup art.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that and how your clients respond to are here with us today. Angela Bobel and Christy Barton live in Mebane and recently did a pinup shoot together. Angela and Christy, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Christy, let's talk about this. Why did you decide? What led you to Iman and this whole notion of pinup art for you?
I actually met her in a coffee shop one morning, and I sat down beside her, and before even knowing what she did, I made a negative comment about my body, and she said, "Hush." She said, "There is nothing wrong with your body," and then I learned about what kind of photography does, the pinup, and I said, "Well, maybe after I lose 40 or 50 pounds, I'll do it. Mm. She said, you don't have to lose 40 or 50 pounds. You're beautiful. You can do it now. So that's how I met her. And I said, well, I'm ready to do this. I actually immediately got psyched up about it.
You can see these photos, by the way, on our website, stateofthings.org. Angela, tell us about how you got started here.
I actually own a business on the same street as Iman is opening her business. She did a wonderful blog on that business and myself, and it kind of led to me researching her, Googling her like crazy. And then I just decided I've always been a fan of 50s pinup, and so...
So the pinup part was attractive for you. Were there mm-hmm. parts of you that you weren't happy with?
Sure. I'm 40 years old. I've had two kids that are 11 and 13 now. And yes, like every other woman, there are things that I struggle with as far as body image. And yes.
Well, Iman, let me ask you about these two testimonies so far. You know, when Christy comes to you and makes that negative comment, or Angela just now said, you know, I'm 40, I've had two kids, as though we should all know that made you in some ways less attractive. Because we've really internalized all that, haven't we? I mean, that's become, and of course, you're not as good looking as you used to be, right? I mean, that's a kind of the what's after the comma, right?
Well, we're obsessed with, as a culture, anti-aging, and we're obsessed with getting our pre-baby bodies. And I have blogged about this, and I've blogged about learning to love your stretch marks, because if you can't look at your stretch marks and love them because they brought you your child, then you need to think about if you would actually give up your child to have the stretch marks gone. We have to think about them differently, but we hear stretch mark ads on TV or on the radio that say, unsightly stretch marks, you can fade them away. Why? Who decided that they weren't their own kind of beautiful? Who decided that the crinkles around our eyes that are evidence that we have smiled and laughed and cried is not beautiful? Who decided that? And so I'm saying I don't think so.
Christy, take us through the process now. You finally decided you didn't have to drop the weight before you do the photo shoot. So what happens when you walk in? Tell us about that day.
Well, when we walk in, like she said earlier, we talk about things that we do and don't like about our bodies. So we discuss things like that first. The hair and the makeup was the ultimate pampering. I've always said the number one thing, the thing that can make your day when you're having a bad day, is hair. So then the makeup, and then the shoot was amazing. I've been to other photography studios, you know, just, I don't want to name names or anything, where you just go in and you sit down, you have the family photo, and it's not very exciting. It's actually very boring. I'm not a boring person, and I try to think outside of the box. The 40s, 50s pinup reminds me a lot of my grandmother. Ladies back then were fair-skinned. She was always that way, beautiful, beautiful red lips, and so it reminds me a lot of her. And I find a lot of the 40s and 50s stuff more attractive than what I see now.
So what happened when it was all over? How did you feel? Did you feel any differently about yourself?
I did. I think what it boils down to is I've always worried about what other people think. Sorry, a little sappy.
No, you're fine.
I'm one of those people that crops myself out of photos. I run and I actually dodge the photos. I've always looked in the photo and thought, well, I'm not as pretty as that girl. Or look at my hair and look at her hair. And sort of like a misfit, like I don't even belong in the photo. After I saw the pinup photos, I thought, wow. I was just really impressed. I saw myself and I thought, you know, I need to not worry about what other people think. It's all about what I think. I think I've always felt like a misfit. And I just...
Well, let me ask you this, because this is a curious paradox to me, that seeing yourself all dolled up, right, all glamored up, did you feel okay about the before picture? In other words, if you're not going to do that every single day of your life and go out with all that stuff on and your hair really done in that way, can you still feel good about yourself?
I do.
What was it about seeing yourself that way that you're not going to do every day that allowed you to take the everyday, Christy, and say, wait a minute, I am beautiful?
It was just exciting, and it was really fun. And it was just a different feeling. It was like therapy. It was very much therapy, because I just decided I am pretty like that, and I'm pretty without the makeup and without the hair. And so I just feel a lot more confident now.
Angela, what was it like for you?
It was the ultimate pampering, much like Christy said. It was very interesting to sit with other women in a room, and the things that you're listing that you don't like about your body, the woman next to you loves about your body. So it was very interesting to share all of that. I have been in numerous photo shoots. I won't, you know, name names, but this was a completely different experience. One of my favorite things about this process was Iman takes a picture and then she shows you in the camera what you look like before editing, before touch up. And it's like, wow, that's the mirror can sometimes distort what you see. But you're looking into a camera and you know, I know looking at Christy's pictures, that's what I see all the time when I look at Christy. So it's, right. You know, just a very interesting process.
Well, Iman, I mean, it's interesting. The mirror can distort, but really ultimately it's our mind that distorts. We know there are disorders that allow us to see ourselves in ways that no one else sees because we become fixated on a particular part of our body. How do you think this kind of imaging changes that mental process that allows us to distort our own picture of ourselves?
Part of the reason I chose pinup is that it's synonymous with beautiful, and it can be anybody can look like a pinup with the 1950s, the hot rollers and the red lips and the lashes. And when someone sees themselves a certain way their whole lives, it becomes whether they're still looking or not, they still see the same thing. So that's why we have body dysmorphic disorder, where someone looks in the mirror and all they can see is that they're not as thin as they want to be. And part of changing that is a shock to the system. And seeing yourself in the mirror, your friends telling you how great you look, we're really supportive in the studio. It's a place where we lift each other up. The studio rule is you're not allowed to say anything bad about yourself. Nobody else is allowed to say anything bad either. And it's just powerful to be in this positive space. And sometimes it's for the first time. And I think that's what helps. It's so complicated, and I can't help everyone change the tape. And the reason that Christy's tape is changing is because she's doing the work and she's trying really hard to see herself the way we see her. And that's the hard part. I can give her the tools and I can lead the way and I can give her the shock to the system. But it's a really personal process.
You talk about this as being a shock to the system, and it seems to work in many, many cases. Were you worried at first that the emphasis on glamour could just make the problem worse?
No, because I'm very, very careful. I'm very careful with the editing. I'm very careful with the process. I'm careful with the team I choose to bring in contact with the clients. And I do watch it carefully. I blog about body image and self-esteem every week for 8 Women Dream. And it's one of the things that has come up. How can you tell women that they're beautiful if you're retouching them? Well, I'm going after an artistic ideal. If I'm doing senior portraits or modern portraits, I'm very, very minimal in my editing. If I'm doing pinup art, it had a certain look. It was painted. So my photographs are airbrushed. My paintings are painted. And I'm going after an artistic ideal. But it comes down to what the client wants. If they want that look, I can help them. If they want a different look, we go for a different shoot.
Tell us about the paintings and how that, as this process evolved for you, paintings were kind of at the beginning.
It actually started with paintings. I was living in Orlando, and the museum had a call to artists, and they wanted 1950s era pinup art. And I studied it. I'd always loved it, but realized it was painted. And I'd been painting since I was 12, but I hadn't done portraits. And so I thought, I wonder, if I photograph modern girls, could I make them look like 1950s pinup girls? And then could I paint it? And I did 3, and they all got in the show, and the newspaper happened to be there, and it snowballed from there. And so my favorite part is the process and helping women see themselves differently, but I love to paint.
Angela, you have 2 daughters. Have you talked to them about this?
I do, yes. They're 11 and 13. They have seen the images that were taken. They saw me when I came home from the photo shoot and was still in full makeup. And because they're at a sensitive age right now, of course, body image, they're dealing with that right now as they start to go through junior high and high school. So
yeah, tell us more about that, because I as the mother of two teenage and preteen girls, that's mm-hmm. that's got to be a struggle. It's getting nothing but worse, isn't it?
Yes, it has. Fortunately, I grew up with four sisters, a mother and a stepmother, all very strong women. So that's, I teach my daughters to be strong. If they have questions, if they have any kind of questions about anything having to do with body image, we address it.
We're talking about pinup therapy today on The State of Things. My guests are Iman Woods, who is a pinup photographer. Christy Barton is with us, and Angela Bobel, all with us on The State of Things. To talk about this, what about social media, Iman? Do you think that's having any influence on making things better or worse?
It's absolutely making things better for the people that are seeking it. I think it can be worse for the younger generation. They don't have as much knowledge. But when I started this 10 years ago, these movements to have less retouching in magazines and more honesty in advertising, they were not here. They were not ready. And now people are really hungry for something like this. They want the tools. They want to be able to see themselves and feel like they're good enough.
Christy, Iman said a minute ago that you're willing to do the work. What kind of work are you doing?
Just being more confident. Just not, like I said earlier, not worrying about how other people see me. It's about how I see me. I looked at photos earlier, and I've always thought that I looked horrible. When I was thin, I thought I was too thin. It's heavy, I thought it was too heavy. And so there was like no happy medium. And I feel like there's a happy medium now.
Have you thought about where these ideas came from, how they got into your head?
I think a lot of it was how absolutely fun the photo shoot was. We laughed, we cried. It was just incredible. And I told her at the end of the shoot, this is the most fun I have had in forever. So it was just, it was a super great day. And we were talking about each other and like Angela said, parts that I might not be happy with, she thinks are gorgeous. And so it was just comparing notes and hearing what our friends have to say about each other.
Angela, what about you? Where do you think the ideas, the negative ideas about who you are and what you look like, where do they all come from?
I think media plays a significant role in that, for sure, with the airbrushing and the retouching and the taking pounds off of a model to make her look slimmer. But again, I think a lot of that also has to do with how you're raised, you know, how the women in your family talk to you about your body as you grow up.
But we're working against a lot, aren't we, Iman? I mean, because you can have those conversations at home, you can have parents who care and keep trying to reinforce. But from the outside, from advertising and social media, we're getting a whole other picture of what the glamorous and what the acceptable and successful woman has to look like. Aren't we up against a lot?
We are up against a lot. And it comes down to trying to educate ourselves. I knew that something was off for me. And I started to research every time I see a mascara ad on TV, I have a conniption fit because they're not actually even wearing just mascara. It's false lashes and editing. And I don't think that should be allowed. I advertise my work. I say it's airbrushed. I say it's painted. And I'm honest about that. And I think that people can picture themselves that way. But yeah, there's lots of things that there's not any accountability in advertising. And I believe back when ads started and it was on the radio, I remember hearing that there was a mashed potato ad. It was Instant Potatoes. And they never told you that you had to actually warm up the potatoes. And people got it home and tried to just mix it together and expected it to warm up. And I was like, how is that allowed? It was allowed.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us today, Iman Woods, who is opening up a pinup photography studio in downtown Mebane next Tuesday. You can find out more at our website and see a couple of the photos. Iman, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having us.
Christy Barton and Angela Bobel also joined us to talk about their experience. Thank you both for being on the program.
Thank you.
Coming up on The State of Things, Movies on the Radio, we're going to take your favorite and least favorite musicals. We want to hear from you, so tell us what you liked about the musicals and what you didn't like. You can write us an email at sot@wnc.org or tweet #SOTMovie if you want to be part of that experience as well. Up next, what next week's Scottish vote on independence can tell us about immigration to North Carolina. Stay tuned.